Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. It's the most important way to support the Mike O'Mara Show, especially during the holidays. The next time you need to buy any gift for that person you love, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website, then shop like you normally would. It's that simple, and happy holidays from the Mike O'Mara Show and everybody at Amazon.com.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It is a special day on the Mike O'Mara Show, our 8-year anniversary, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen, the 8-year anniversary of the Mike O'Mara Show podcast and radio program.
Darling, happy anniversary.
Love has gone by. It seems like it was just yesterday that a band of rogue broadcasters, kicked to the curb by the CBS Broadcasting Corporation, wandered into a home in Manassas, Virginia, and started doing a podcast. But yes, it has been 8 years, and I've enjoyed every moment of it, except for the year that I worked on The Edge and did the podcast.
As we call it, the ice cream cone era.
Yes.
That was the ice cream cone
soft
exhaustion
serve.
Era. Yes. Yeah. That was not fun for me. I did not enjoy that. But every other, and then the new incarnation, which, what is our anniversary? Is it like four?
I
three?
Think we're at five.
May 23rd, I don't keep track of that, but May 23rd, 2013.
Five.
14, 15, 16. So four.
Yeah.
But Mike.
Wow.
The Mike O'Mara Show, 8 years, radio show, podcast.
And Mike, you and I, it's 25
years. Fantastic. Yeah, 25 years. It's great. I can't begin to thank people for supporting us, and normally we blow right by it. But I became, just looking at December 7th, I became aware of the fact that we have this wonderful anniversary, and congratulations to everybody associated with the show.
And to
it's
you,
wonderful.
To you especially.
It.
With your name on the masthead?
No, to
seriously.
You especially.
No,
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 no. Hey, how about this? Rob
what?
Ford.
Oh, my
yes.
God. A trailblazer.
Yes.
Yes.
He hit neighbor shiz wagon to ours.
Neighbor of mine mentioned Rob Ford the other day, was chuckling about it.
Why?
Because people are listening a little bit down here.
That's good.
Which is pretty fun. And you know, was mentioning, who's that guy, Rob Ford? And I just said, well, there's another show on the network that has his mother on.
Yeah.
Wouldn't I love that grab? I would love that get.
Hey,
that would be super
take
special.
Take it easy, Matt Lauer. Don't go grabbing his mom.
She only comes in on the weekends, Mike.
A little later on.
You know
in fact,
what's great is on that episode of the Perkins Show, she calls him Robert.
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 Like he's somebody.
I just can picture him coming down to the breakfast table going, hello, mother.
Hello,
mother.
Hello, Robert.
I was really hoping that I would get the special egg and hat and coat this morning.
No, this morning, Robert, is cream of wheat.
Oh, mother.
I love hanging out with Rob so much because his life is so horrible. It makes me feel better about mine.
Well, is he still living with is he still living in sin?
Yes.
Well, in full disclosure, I'll say something, and I know Rob, like, this is how we engage. We'll be like, tinkering with wires or pulling things left and right, and he will say to me, hey, you think that's bad, and then whatever comes afterwards is, like, 10 times worse than my life, whether it's his dog.
Kind of like the old Kevin Nealon bit, stabbing himself. Yeah, you ever had that? I cut my hand off. Or
so,
you ever put your hand in a buzzsaw?
I said something about Santos and my girl just being obsessed, and he's like, well, at least you're not going to Mount Vernon for puppy dog Christmas card pictures. And I said,
oh,
Mount
Vernon? No.
Mount Vernon?
And, you know,
the worst.
Do you get the impression that Rob Ford, in his personal life, is just totally non-confrontational?
Oh, yeah.
That he just goes with the flow?
Yes.
I think he's happy to be in a relationship.
He wants to be mommied.
Yeah.
Well, we've established the fact that he's a renowned pouter. He pouts a lot. You know, we know that, right? I mean, we've seen him pout before, so we know that he's got those negative emotions. He's so jolly, and then someone will say something that pushes him in the wrong direction, and he'll go off into a corner and he'll pout.
You would pout, too, if your significant other beat you.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. The altercation.
It's rare, but it's happened.
He can make a fortune if he set up a hotline, just a hotline for people to call and be like, hey, man, how's your day going? Your day will feel better if you call that hotline.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how our 8th anniversary turned into a discussion of Rob Ford, but it did.
Polarizing.
And that's the way the show goes. Today on the show, within the half hour, we will be chatting again with Mr. Bill O'Reilly, who's coming back on the show. And the way it was explained to me, we talked about it yesterday, he wants to discuss a little bit of his new book, which is Killing England.
I'm holding it upside down.
Hot little hand right there. Killing England. And then he also wants to talk about current events, which I assume will be Matt Lauer, Al Franken. As that, by the way, as we go to tape today, Al Franken, to the best of my knowledge, has not resigned of yet. Is that correct?
Keep tabs on it.
Keep monitoring it. I'd like to know what's going on.
As I'm driving in, they just said that he had an announcement, but they didn't know what it was going to be.
Yeah, that was kind of last night's news as well, and we'll see what happens.
What if he got in front of that huge press corps and said, in 2018, there's going to be a new Stuart Smalley movie?
The Smalleys. God,
that is the way your brain works, isn't it?
Wouldn't that be a good use of the media for him, though?
Or Air America's coming back.
Oh. No, that won't happen.
Call Mark Maron.
So... Rob Spiewak, let me ask you this.
Yes.
We have some sort of gift. Is that true today?
Indeed, we do. It is gift season, Mike.
And, it is the gift season. I want to thank everybody Michael's getting a lot of gifts, and I want to thank all the listeners. I'll have a list that I'm putting together, and I'm trying to contact people personally.
That's very kind.
Phone calls, letters, texts.
Smoke signals.
Posting on social media.
Something.
The P1-iest of P1s, Tony Lamb.
Tony Lamb!
Stopped by our studio yesterday bearing gifts, and one of them had a letter attached, and I will read it at this point.
When he was a baby, he was a little lamb. Thank you, Rob. Every now and then I do Spiewak humor.
I love that. I'm not going to lie. Okay. I hate that I love it.
Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony, with the Mike O'Mara Show celebrating its 8th year of busting each other's balls, members of the TMOS Beer Enthusiast Club wanted to write and convey our appreciation for all the funny you've provided over the years. Every day, you guys come in and key those mics, and through the darkness of the world comes the light of comedy. As a token of our gratitude, please accept this box of beer curated by members of the TMOS Beer Enthusiast Club who get it. Every beer in this box has been hand-selected by the members of the club.
You know, you could slow your reading down. I'm going to critique you right now. I think you need to slow down. You don't have to race through these. You know?
Enunciate.
How's that?
Enunciate.
So they gave us beer.
Yes.
Very good. Try it like from this point. How much more is left? About a half a page?
Two sentences.
Try to read the sentences in a more dramatic fashion.
Every beer in this box.
No, don't exaggerate the slow. Just
Well, that was drama.
All right.
Let me take it again. I'm sorry. Every beer in this box has been hand selected by members of the club to pair well with snark, freshly cultivated sounds, and Bolivian misogyny. We've also included a bottle of gin, since ponies don't drink beer, but can still benefit from the calming properties of alcohol. Here's to many years of DGH. Signed, cheers, Matthew Preissner, Jeff Brown, Eric Quick, Vince Badali, Tony Lamb, Liz Urban, J.R. Riffless, Drew Slate, and the rest of the TMOS Beer Enthusiast Club. And they sent beer literally from around the nation, and it's all in our fridge, but there's a few cornerstone beers that I'd like to spotlight, if that's okay.
Well, this is exciting. We love beer on the Mike O'Mara show.
The fridge was actually loud yesterday because there was so much beer to cool. Here is the
gin. It as loud as the wood chipper they have down here in Cocoonville?
Almost as loud. I will tell you, we actually had a discussion about moving the fridge to another area because it's so loud.
Really?
It might have been because I guess when you put a tonnage of beer in there,
it's got to cool it.
It's got to work hard.
You know, if we move the wood chipper to another part of the community, it takes a long time because it's on tracks. It's on
literally on tracks.
It's on tank tracks.
Oh, treads.
That's how they move the thing.
Like treads,
it's
right?
So cool.
Yesterday, you hear that you always know when a big tree's going in because it goes. And at one point, I'm going to be out there. I'm going to be out walking around Cocoonville, and you're going to hear, "Oh my God! Oh my God! Beluga!
I'm so sorry.
Oh my!
Oh, beluga! It wouldn't break a sweat. You wouldn't even hear beluga in that. If beluga was put into that chipper, it would sound like this. That would be it.
Like a mothball.
Sounds like a win. Sounds like a win-win.
probably wouldn't even notice it in the mulch pile. That's
he's brown.
Terrible. That's terrible. No, he's black.
Oh.
All I see
he's black. He's black as midnight with gray. Black with gray, Pony, but thanks
all
for pointing.
I can see
I'll send you a picture.
On the top of that pile of mulch is one solitary collar.
No, it would chew up the collar. Maybe not.
No,
might not chew up the collar.
I don't think so.
But you hear this
yipe,
yipe,
onk,
yank,
yank.
That's what it would sound like.
Pony, here is your bottle of gin.
Thank you.
Bombay Sapphire. Not
that's
too
good stuff, right, Pony?
Yeah, that's great.
Flashy.
For Carla Oscar like is a bottle of Modelo's Cerveza. It's a can rather of Modelo's Cerveza Chelada. And it says it's Tamarindo Picante, which I believe is a spicy mix of beer and tomato juice.
Yes, it is. Thank you. Yes. Cartoon-sized.
I wouldn't drink that. Oh, oh no. Talk about something I drink in the morning after
fight
and make me throw up. Fight night.
Here is a bottle of smoked ale with oranges
and cherries. Can I just interrupt one thing
yeah.
when you talk about fight night? So Oscar's other radio partner who refuses to come on this program,
yes.
He said he put a thread up that was... I'm thinking about opening a store. What should I sell?
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading all the people saying snacks and UFC merchandise and all this. I so wanted to get. I didn't do it because I just didn't know whether I should.
Yeah.
I wanted to get on there and go candles. Anyway, that's what I wanted
he's
to say.
He's really into candles.
Yeah, he loves the
Yankee
candles.
Is he into candles?
He's like obsessed with candles. You should type candles.
Do you think that's a trend with people in the business?
Oh my God!
Disc jockeys love candles.
What is this? What is it? Oh, it's spiced apple toddy.
What type of candle?
That's the one that you burned yourself on yesterday.
Spiced apple toddy.
Is it a Yankee candle?
It is not. It is a specially discounted Bed Bath Bath and Body Works scented candle.
Ooh.
Where they had the super sale the other day, and there were more house frows in this store, and I had to drive Carla by there because they have a 1 day sale, and they send out the push notification about it, and then you have 1 day to get the candles at like 10% of what they normally cost.
Wow!
And you just see these. I won't say it. These women coming out with big bags full of candles.
I
like them. They smell good.
You know, it's a good way to keep a studio smelling sweet.
Well, we do have a nice candle in here.
And sometimes a studio is challenged in that way.
For the dude smell.
Mm. Yeah, my studio isn't because I don't have tons of people in here. And I smell like daisies. You know,
always.
I smell like Dove Men.
Larry King fan for you.
Larry
we
King
haven't
blowing
talked
the
about
farts
that. That's the bonus show. Good
oh, that's
teaser,
the
though.
Teaser.
Oscar's tipping his
teaser.
Hand. Okay.
Teaser.
Oh, hey, we're running out of time.
Okay, I got a bottle of Rob Roy, which is a beer equivalent of a Rob Roy. This is a smoked rye ale with oranges and cherries aged in rye vanilla barrels, and they put an extra B on it. So it's a Rob with two Bs, Roy.
That's Rob Roy was a character of Irish history, too.
And speaking of which, your beer, Mike, is... Smiling Irish Bastard.
Woo. Oh, look at that.
Oh, and I'll be sending that down in your care package next week.
Yeah, hold that can up to the camera because I haven't seen the can.
Police brutality.
I haven't seen the can. Yes, okay, Mac.
Brutality.
Right, let me see. There he is. There he is, based on the cop that was up there, which was the Smiling Irish Bastard.
Yeah.
There it is.
So
that's
we
want to
thank
stuff.
Them. They also wrote some individual notes and sent some stickers from the Idaho Poor Authority. So thank you, Beer Enthusiast Club.
Thank
we
you,
do
John.
What's
appreciate
the
it.
Idaho Poor Authority?
It is a organization of beer enthusiasts in Sandpoint, Idaho, and they sent some stickers.
What did the Whiskey Society do for us? Wait, let me look. Oh, nothing.
Crickets.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Crickets, nothing.
Mike, we must start in deference to Mr. O'Reilly.
Oh, that's right. We have to start because Bill O'Reilly's coming on the show, and he will be talking about his book and the events of the day when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Papa, you haven't touched a morsel. I'll have to take this suit in. Eat.
I'm busy, Mama. It's almost Christmas.
Who ever heard of a skinny Santa? Eat. Eat.
You... Dick!
Well, Donner, where's the new member of the family? After all, if he's going to be on my team someday, he'd better get to know me. Great bouncing iceberg!
Now, I'm sure it'll stop as soon as he grows up, Santa.
Well, Let's hope so if he wants to make the sleigh team someday.
You dick!
Kirby! Aren't you finished painting that yet? What's eating you, boy?
Not happy in my work, I guess.
What? Hermie doesn't like to make toys. Do you mind telling me what you do want to do?
Well, sir, someday I'd like to be a dentist.
A dentist? Now, listen, you. You're an elf, and elves make toys. Now, get to work.
You dick.
Now, how can you overlook that? His beak blinks like a blinking beacon.
No, Santa's right. He'll never make the sleigh team.
You dick!
All right now, Yennings, back to practice. Oh, no, not you. You better go
home
with your folks. From now on, gang, we won't let Rudolph join in any reindeer games, right?
Right. You dick!
Well, it needs work. I have to go.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you are in the know. We are on air on demand and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. We love it. You'll love it. And please get it. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show on now and brought to you by Texture. Have you ever walked by a newsstand and looked at all the magazines that you might want to put in your shopping cart, but you don't do it because they're too expensive? Or you see a stunning cover that you just want to read and peek inside? How would you like to have all the magazine content that you could possibly want? You can do that with the new Texture app. Not only do you get a peek at the magazines, you get the whole thing right on your smart device. Plus, unlimited access to over 200 additional premium titles like Time, The Atlantic, The New Yorker, and Wired. And right now, you can try Texture for free. Texture is totally searchable, has daily recommendations and exclusive interactive features, videos, and more. Just imagine having your favorite magazines and their back issues anytime, anywhere. To start your Texture free trial, go to texture.com/TMOS. If you choose to continue, podcast listeners will get Texture for just $9.99 a month. That is over 30% off their listed price. There are also a great gift option available for the holiday season. Go to texture.com/TMOS to start your free trial today. That's texture.com/TMOS. And we thank you. And without further ado, it is such a pleasure to welcome him back on the show. Mr. Bill O'Reilly joins us. Bill, how are you? Do we have Mr. O'Reilly on the line?
The soft
phones are good.
Okay. There we go. I can hear you now. Sorry about that, Bill. How you doing today?
Good. Thanks for having me in, guys.
Great to have you here. The author of Killing England, which I will tell you, Bill, I'm down here in Florida with a bunch of people from Indiana, Iowa, and I'll tell you, the old guys down here, everybody wants a copy of this book. I don't know whether that, and I'm an old guy, but they all want to. They want this book, so I'm going to have a lottery down here with Killing England because a lot of people want this.
Yeah, they can. You can direct the old guys into any bookstore or BillO'Reilly.com or Amazon.com. Very easy to get the book. It's a huge bestseller.
I can do that.
But I'm flattered that they want to read it, and I think they'll enjoy it. It moves along.
Bill, do you know what they refer to me as down here? I call it Cocoonville. It's where a lot of retirees are, and I'm basically surrounded by a lot of angry white men down here in Cocoonville, and they call me the token, as in the token liberal. That's it. As one of the guys from Indiana said to me, I said I was having some sort of political discussion with him, and I said, I know I'm one of 300. He said, no, Mike, you're one of 500. So that's the world that I live in down here. But I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
But you're not really a left-wing guy, are you?
Yes, I'm hyper left. I'm just very fair. I'm fair like you are, Bill. I'm very, very fair. And I will tell you.
Do you believe this is the litmus test for whether you're a leftist or not?
Lay it on me. Whether I'm a commie or not. Lay it on me, Bill.
Do you really believe that the federal government should be running people's lives, should be calling most of the shots? Do you really believe that?
I would not frame it. I would not frame it the way you frame it. I would tell you that in my years working for CBS Radio, a fine company that you also spent some time working for. But I will tell you this, that CBS Radio, in my experience working for large corporations, I perceived that there was one motivating factor and only one motivating factor, and it wasn't the common good. It was the pursuit of the all-American dollar, and you know, that's just kind of the way I perceived it, and nothing has changed my opinion about that. So I feel
but private business is not government, and nobody,
I understand, but they
in
need
America
to be policed.
Could deny what you just said is accurate. I mean, money is what drives business, and that leads to a lot of bad things. But liberal Americans apparently believe that we'd all be much better off if the federal government had more power. And I'm just staggered by that.
Let me, just say that I don't believe it's a more power issue. I believe that if you've got a company making widgets and that company is making hundreds of millions of dollars, and then they discover that the widgets can cause your right eye to fall out, that it would be good to have some government oversight to regulate the company
making the
widgets. That's not big government. That's just making sure that the government doesn't.
Conservatives there oppose responsible oversight so that the consumer doesn't get hosed. But you're basically the reason the left can't get any traction right now is because Americans are very cynical about their government. They feel that these people aren't looking out for them, which is true, generally speaking. And to give them more power, to have them take more money to and all the other things that go along with that is folly. Word of the day, folly, F-O-L-L-Y.
You write that down.
Right?
Folly,
and it can't,
folly with that.
The left just can't explain. I mean, really, do you want Bernie Sanders in charge? Is that what you want?
Yes, my wife voted for him. I'm fine.
A guy who honeymooned in Russia?
I'm
in
fine,
Moscow?
Yes,
just
absolutely.
That eliminates him.
You know, and then you mentioned, though, that the left can't get traction, but how would you call 39% of the country supporting our current president getting traction on the right? So it's nobody seems to be getting any traction.
He actually came up in the latest poll to 45%. I don't really believe that poll, by the way. Look, all I'm saying to you is if you're going to be an ideological guy, either liberal or conservative, you really have to understand why. And I don't think most people do.
I agree. On the right and left, I think you're
probably no idea.
Would you not agree that on the right and on the left, there probably, you know, there could be more informed people? I think there are a lot of people that scream and yell in divided America.
People usually follow the crowd. They follow the pack. But they don't think it out. And you know, I'm an independent. I don't subscribe to ideology. I just want problem solvers in there, and I want the best for most Americans, and that's all you can hope for.
Well,
but I can't throw in with a big government anymore. They're just idiots.
All right, I'm fine with that, and the fact is that, I've watched you for years. As a matter of fact, when you were on Fox, you're probably the only program that I watched on Fox, because occasionally you would you'd headbutt people like Jon Stewart. But the fact is that I think that you gave both sides probably a greater shake than some of the other hosts on Fox, and that is the truth. And then when I'm preparing for this and when I'm getting beaten up by my listeners on the left who want me to scream and yell at you, I have trouble doing that. I don't know why, but there's
because
something
they want you to scream and yell about what? See, that's what I always say. All right, you got a beef? Let's hear it. What's your beef? And then because when you
I don't think they stammer like that, Bill.
Based on facts.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I don't think they stammer like that. I think they were very clear.
Well, they did. They absolutely stammer. I got to tell you, I've been doing this for 42 years, and I have never been confronted with anyone who comes up to me and says, you know, O'Reilly, you're a pinhead because you say this. Never. It's always, I heard you said something. Even Stewart, you mentioned Jon Stewart, in my head-to-heads with him, I mean, I usually won them. I mean, you know, some people say
no,
I
didn't, you did not win them. I like Jon Stewart.
I usually
Stewart.
Won
Come
them
on
because I just
oh my
would
God.
Hit him with facts. And he'd look at me, and then he'd go, you know, into some other thing.
Well, it was wonderful television. It was wonderful television. It really was. And the fact that, look, I have to be honest, and this is, and I know I'm going to piss some people off in my audience right now when I say this, but getting ready, I want to scream, I want to yell. I think the third time I've interviewed you. Back in the day when you were on WJFK, that's a long time ago, and then the last time you came on to talk about the book, and now, you know, getting you on here, it's just, I think that having some discourse in divided America is fun. I just don't want to see either side completely drink the Kool-Aid, because I do believe
that
the truth is somewhere in the middle. I really do believe that.
I hate that. Well, I don't know if the truth is in the middle. The truth is specificity, all right? So here's the problem. Let's solve it. That's where the truth lies. When people say, all right, I'm not going to come in with a preconceived notion. I'm going to look at the situation and then try to find it. Look, one of the reasons I wrote Killing England.
Is that your dog in the background, Bill? I'm just curious. Do you have a dog in the
back? See, there are so many people sieging my house. The dog has I got 15 dogs.
Wow. I was just curious. I heard the dog.
Yeah, and they're working overtime.
Well, that's a scoop. Does the dog have a name? Does the dog have a name?
The dog has a name, Holly, and she's an internet star, by the way. Check out Holly O'Reilly, like unbelievable.
Very, very good.
But
okay, all right.
Let me make this one cogent point and shock your whole audience. The reason I wrote Killing England was to give you guys who read it a very personal view of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and Benjamin Franklin, so you could compare what those men actually did, to what we have today. And it's just startling. I mean, particularly George Washington, one of the bravest men who've ever walked the planet, and the sacrifices that he made for our freedom. And then I look at what we have now, and it's like, how could this deteriorate to this extent? And they were slaveholders, and they were,
Thomas Jefferson would laugh Donald Trump out of the room. He would laugh Trump out of the room
Donald
on vocabulary
Trump is a
alone.
Of his times. Donald Trump is a product of his times. This is, again, a very expansive view here. I don't want to confuse anybody on the radio. Donald Trump could never have been elected president if not for Barack Obama.
I agree with that. I am not going to disagree with that. I still hear Hillary.
Right. Barack Obama. Well, Hillary is the worst candidate of all time, so Trump caught a break.
Disagree!
But the reason that Trump even got in to get the nomination was that Barack Obama's view of the country was so left-wing that people in the middle said, you know what? We gave it 8 years. It ain't working for us. We need something dramatically different, not a little bit different. So with this guy, we're gonna give him a chance.
Let me interrupt just a second. Let me interrupt you. And I would tell you that I believe that there were many people in this country that did not like Barack Obama because he was a black man. That's why I think.
Yeah, but
that
you can't prove that. See, that's a speculative assertion.
I'm full of speculative assertions.
Why would he get elected in the first place? He ran against pretty tough competition. Romney and McCain. Mm-hmm. Why would he be reelected twice? Why would that happen if it was a racial thing? Come on.
I'm not shutting you down. I'm going back. Here's the thing. What I would tell you is that it's not about when he got elected. It's about when Hillary did not get elected. And I think that the
racial. Americans resented Obama because he was half black, and I'm saying that's bull. He never would have got elected and reelected if that.
The only thing I can tell you is when I talk to people on the right, I sense that, you get through the layers of the onion, and when you peel back the layers of the onion, it always seemed to me that at one time or another, you would get the racial comment about Obama. You would get it, and I got it because I play a lot of golf and I'm around.
Listen, I never. I don't know who you're hanging with. All right, I don't know. All I got was I'd like to make a little more money in my job, and I can't. I haven't had a raise for 8 years. That's what I got.
You know, to be honest with you, Bill, I've looked at the ledger and, you know, I could use a loan. But anyway, listen, we've got Bill O'Reilly here. He is, well, I mean, really, let's be, that's a fact. Know thyself, all right? That's the way I look at it. Bill O'Reilly has is authored Killing England. How much time do we have with Mr. O'Reilly? I don't want to monopolize
this time. We have 10 more minutes with him.
Bill, you know, let me just get to
The dogs are attacking people, so I got.
Let me get to the tough stuff here because I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't. Your reaction to the Matt Lauer situation that happened last week. Well known that you know Matt Lauer he grilled you pretty good on the Today Show. I don't want to make light of this situation and say, you know, were you high fiving people when this happened or when the Al Franken stuff came down? But really, how do you feel about other people that are going through this type of situation right now?
Well, I always say the same thing, that if you are a fair-minded, decent American, that you want justice in all of these cases. That's what you want, all right? So you put aside glee, you put aside ideology, you put aside primitive hatreds, and you basically say, look, we need to have justice here because there are people, all right, and women who have been abused and have been hurt, and they need justice. But also, every allegation is not true. And the press doesn't care. The press is not looking for the truth. Press is looking for headlines. And any allegation, bang, okay, so you're guilty. Now, in Lara's case, I've known him for a long time, but I'm not friends with him.
Okay.
He did his job. I knew when I walked into the Today Show, his bosses told him, hey, you better be tough on O'Reilly. I knew that. And I'm a stand-up guy. I'll go in. I'll answer your questions honestly. So I don't have any beef with Lauer, and his children are harmed by this. I feel terrible for his children and his wife. I don't know what he did or didn't do. Apparently, you know, he said he did some stuff. Okay. So if you did some stuff, you have to take what comes. Frank and I recuse myself on because I hate him. I despise him.
You go back a long way with that.
He lied about me. He's a really bad guy. And so I said to my audience on BillO'Reilly.com, hey, look, I can't really comment on this guy because I really dislike him personally. You know, I've known him and I don't like him. So I haven't really gotten into that. I believe he's done. I said that last week. Because his party wants to attack Roy Moore and these people on the right, and they can't do that if they sanction a guy like Franken. So that's why he's out. But it's really sad for the country because it is a witch hunt. There's no doubt it's a witch hunt.
Now, that's a word that is a word that's going to get a lot of people angry when they hear witch hunt, because the fact is, you said at the beginning of this that there are, you know, there are legitimate accusations, there are legitimate allegations that these women have been wrong.
When you use the word witch hunt,
don't you think you diminish the legitimate allegations, the women that are coming forward?
Not at all. I'm pointing out that there is no search for the truth. Surely you know that there is an industry that lawyers advertise on radio and television for people to come to them so they can file lawsuits. All right, there is an industry. Surely you know that after Roger Ailes at Fox went down, there were scores of women who came in and said, well, this happened and that happened, and they were all paid. Nobody was adjudicated. And there were scores of men who were accused of things. All of that is fact. Yet we don't have any search for the truth. We don't have any. You know, if somebody denies they did something, they in this country have the presumption of innocence. Not in the press. Not in the press.
Then where do you line up on the Roy Moore situation? Let me ask you about Roy Moore, because we don't have a lot of time here. How do you feel about that? Because I think all of these things...
I would never vote for that guy in a million years. I didn't like him before. I don't know what he did, but I don't like the way he's handled it. I don't like his people going out and saying this kind of insane stuff. Mm-hmm. So I think Roy Moore is really not good for anybody. But I do think he's going to win next week in Alabama. Mm.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree with you on that. And before we let you go, Donald Trump right now, you read a lot about Donald Trump. There are a lot of articles written about his mindset. That is what fascinates me right now. I'm curious about that. You've known the guy for a very long time. You've interviewed him. You've had him on your program. I'm just curious, when you read things like unhinged, unglued, that he's that the pressures of this, that he's reacting to things, where do you stand on his mental state at the moment with the pressures of the White House?
I have no blank idea about his mental state. I've talked to him occasionally. He sounds the same as he's always sounded. I've known him for 30 years. But I always look at who's accusing him of being unhinged. And you know what? Usually the people accusing him of being unhinged are more than unhinged themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So if it's some credible person, then I might pay attention to it. But the hate Trump media is pretty well defined. It's all coming out of there. And I just roll my eyes, and I think most Americans do as well at this point.
Who do you think Thomas Jefferson would like more, Bill O'Reilly or Barack Obama?
I don't think, probably Obama. I mean, Jefferson wasn't a confrontational guy.
Okay.
He didn't even fight in the Revolution, so he'd probably like Obama. But
that's
George Washington would like me better.
The book, Bill O'Reilly's book is Killing England. I would love to have you come back on the show, because I love talking to you. And,
sure, just let us know when you need us, and Christmas is coming. I want everybody to buy Killing England and go to BillO'Reilly.com for the straight truth about the news. And I'd be happy to come on. It's fun.
You're the man. All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate that, Bill O'Reilly.
Guys. Yes.
All right. Take care.
Fun.
That's
Bye.
It. Thank you. That's Bill O'Reilly, everybody. And the book is Killing England. It's he's a tough guy to argue with. He is. But I would argue with him for 9 hours if I had the time.
So much fun to watch.
When you have
time, it is a blast.
When you have publicists waving their hands at all that,
and,
I think maybe I don't know about the Lauer situation, but when you read the history of Al Franken and Bill O'Reilly, you know that there were probably some high fives going around.
Absolutely,
and he recuses himself.
That's where I
as much as I want to scream, when he recuses himself, it's like of course he recuses.
There's
he hates the guy.
Interest.
Yeah,
he hates
anyway.
Him.
But remember, George Washington would like Bill O'Reilly.
If I disagree with one thing more than anything he said, I cannot stand it when he uses the word witch hunt. That is the one thing that I don't care for. Because I think that if you're going to come out in one sentence and say that you are, you realize that there are legitimate accusers out there, that these allegations, because in many cases, these women who have come forward, it is extremely difficult to do that. It takes a lot of, it does. Mm-hmm. If you don't accept that, you're not getting it. And I didn't get into the sea change in corporate culture as far as what's happening that we're all witnessing right now. But that's the, I think you have to be very careful when you throw words like witch hunt out there. But you're talking about a guy that has been, in the belly of the beast and lost his gig at Fox. And it's it's more personal for him than a lot of people.
I know you don't like the word witch hunt. What about when he uses the word folly?
Yeah, what about folly?
Did you like folly? Folly, it's okay.
Folly was a lot of fun. So there it is. I gotta pick someone, one of the guys in the neighborhood, and give him the book. That'll be fine. We have to take
it's
a break.
Perfect for Secret Santa.
Rob, my clock stopped. I don't know what's going on. We had a connectivity moment.
Listen,
when we come back, we will talk about all sorts of fun stuff, including Mrs. O'Mara and I making a major change that I think no one will be able to guess about. We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Sooner or later there will be.
Ho, ho, ho!
Was that Santa? Oh, boy.
That's right. It is I, Santa Claus. And what would you like for Christmas, little boy?
All I ever wanted was to laugh. But it's just too hard to give someone the Mike O'Mara bonus show as a gift.
Ho, 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 ho! Wrong! Thanks to a little bit of Santa's magic and a whole lot of gin, it has never been easier to give the gift of the bonus show. All you have to do is ask Mommy or Daddy to go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus show banner to get started.
But Santa, I'm an orphan.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. Listen up, right now is a great time to buy a house or refinance before rates go up. Knowing that is the easy part. The tough part is that you probably don't know what you're doing, and that's okay. You just need to find the experts that have your best interests in mind. Cornerstone First Financial will be able to get you through the finance process quickly and easily. Listen up, the Fed is meeting this Tuesday, and higher interest rates are imminent. Imminent. That's happening. A big word. It's like folly. That means you'll be paying more on car loans, credit cards, anything you finance, and especially your mortgage. So you got to lock in your rate this week. Cornerstone First Financial can make it happen, but you got to act now, right now. Days actually matter. Whether buying or refinancing, Cornerstone First Financial understands that it's your money on the line, and they will take care of you. Trust us, they are our neighbors, and they are good people. They even like Oscar.
They do.
Can you believe that?
They think he's a good guy.
They like him, Arch.
Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com or call 202-625-1221. Personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. And Merry Christmas from everyone at Cornerstone First Financial. I have 44. Do you have that? Is that close?
That's reasonable. I have 41.
Oh, okay.
So we're in the neighborhood. We're okay.
We're in the
neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day.
All right. So here it goes. Mock me if you will, but something has changed, and we think we're going to be pursuing this legitimately.
Okay.
And I am ready to take the slings and the barbs from everybody, but the fact is that Mrs. O'Mara met somebody at a party and had a chat about diet. And this is one of the better golfers down here. Also a guy that probably disagrees with me, everything on politics and all that. Mrs. O'Mara and I, after watching a documentary last night, I don't ask me the name of it because I was kind of half watching and then she made me sit up and watch it. We're going to be experimenting with a new food lifestyle, a major departure from what we've done our entire lives. And I am not talking about vegetarian. I am talking about worse than that. I'm talking about vegan.
What?
I'm talking about
God.
Vegan.
No,
I'm talking about
no.
Vegan. I am
no.
talking about vegan.
Why yes. you do this to yourself?
I'm talking about vegan.
Why
I'm
are you doing this to yourself and your child?
Because the documentary I was watching made a lot of sense to me last
what
night.
What does that have to do with golfing?
Yeah, you know, Hitler made documentaries too.
Inflammation has a lot to do with golfing when you
God.
Can play better. And no, weight loss and being healthy.
You
and
can't.
Wasn't your spouse a vegan? Isn't
yeah.
your spouse
and
a
I
vegan?
And I tried it. It tastes like plastic. You are a foodie.
Yes.
I'm not.
You,
yeah.
you also eat chicken fingers when you go out to restaurants. So
Mike,
I know
yeah,
how you
Mike,
eat.
I'm not a foodie.
No. Let me tell you what I had for breakfast today. I had some oatmeal with a little yeah. maple syrup and some bananas
what's
on
the,
it.
What's
it
the
ducky.
Last time mm-hmm. you had something that was great? Midnight last night?
This is brand new, and the reason I hesitated because I know what. First of all, Rob's going to yell at me for doing this and saying you're not, and then Oscar's going to say it's not going to last. You're never going to last. You're not going to do that.
On
it's
the first day
last.
Of
it's
Christmas, my true love gave to me a lifestyle that won't last 12 hours.
The only thing you should be
that's
doing
not true.
Is
not true.
Getting another surgery, but like a lap band.
Here
joint.
It is. This document, God, I wish I remember the document.
Surgeries work out for him, diets don't.
Oh, he's great at surgery.
Well, the fact is,
can you eat oatmeal all the time, though? You can't.
No.
It's an outlier.
You can eat other things.
Ice cream
thing,
is not okay.
Halo Top ice cream is a vegan-friendly ice cream. Yeah, I know.
Halo
you want
top.
The heavy, fatty stuff.
Sure.
Top.
I am telling you that do I know what the road is ahead? I do not. I am not prepared to even discuss it yet. I am simply telling you that the experiment is beginning. And I also believe that with every experiment like this, you're occasionally probably going to have a moment as you ease into it where you might slip at a holiday meal and have some meat once in a blue
slip
moon.
Slip on a steak.
But the fact is that the documentary spoke to me last night because of not only the health benefits of a plant-based lifestyle, but it also, and I know there are a lot of people out there that are probably shaking their fists in the air and going, yeah, that's right. But the fact is the way the animals are processed and the way things go on. I am here to tell you, I know, look.
Who made the documentary? Was it Big Vegan? What was their point of view?
But do you know that the big disease companies in America, your American Heart Association, your American Cancer Society, your Diabetes Association, you know who the big donors are for all those people?
Who?
They're the big food companies.
Of course.
The big food companies. And they go in and they talk to this guy about diabetes. And you know what he doesn't want to talk about? He doesn't want to talk about diet.
Yeah.
Because the philosophy of this documentary is that everything you put in your body is what's causing these problems that
Mike,
we have.
Mike, the idea that if you put the right fuel in your body, much like if you put the right fuel in your car, you will perform at a higher level is absolutely correct.
Very valid. Thank you.
But you
are not the guy that cares about fuel. But you know what? Maybe it's time for
me to be unleaded. You're not being
No, you know what it is?
Maybe after two hip surgeries, maybe this is the time to do it.
You know, this is not the time to switch to regular.
No, you're not even diesel.
No, you need high test. What you need is a high test with stakes.
You know what? I look,
you
want to
go electric?
You can't go electric. Let me tell you this. I'm going to tell you this right now, and hear me. One of the other things in this documentary, they showed these different people that made the transition, and they didn't have to wait a month, they didn't have to wait 2 months, they had to wait about 2 weeks. They saw benefits, especially inflammation. These little fingers that get sore when I'm playing golf and all doing and running around with my kid, and my knees are hurting, and everything's hurting. I will let you know. I will give you a progress report. Yes.
What about my poor godchild? You're going to deprive him of the greatest
foods? We are not going to do it immediately with him, but we are going to, because he also has some allergies that we are dealing with here, but we are going to, you know, certainly the dairy situation is a little different for him. He likes to have his milk in the morning. Look,
does he know that meat loses its vitamins if it's overcooked?
If it's overcooked. You'll eat it rare, Christina.
It's raw.
You will eat it rare. That's it. By the way.
I'm rooting for you, Mike.
I am too. I'm rooting for you to feel better.
Is Shannon pretty religious about it?
Shannon has gone from a vegan diet to a vegetarian diet to a pescatarian diet.
That's fish.
Now she eats everything because the root of all these diets, whether it was someone told her at one point she was allergic to bread, it was just a disaster. The root of it is that she needs to work out and she needs to be physical throughout the week, and that's what keeps her healthy. Bottom line.
I think, do the hard work. But
Mike,
what does your father himself say? Moderation in all things, including moderation.
I'll keep you posted. We have to take a break. I want to come back.
You watched an hour of propaganda because I know which documentary you're talking about because Shannon put me onto it. And I said, I don't want this commie stuff on my TV.
Commie! Yeah.
All right, well,
leftist.
Hey, he just left. Go up to Jersey. Go up to Long Island and go to his house.
Hey, I got
Mr.
a
O'Reilly.
Dog. The dog's a star.
With that.
Holly.
You'll notice I didn't lay that one on Bill O'Reilly, that I was going with the vegan lifestyle.
Oh, he'd like that.
Playing the type. I'll let you know.
Good luck.
And aren't all documentaries really, in their own little way, propaganda?
Of course.
It's just what propaganda do you choose to believe?
Ah.
The propaganda from that documentary where they don't seem to be profit motive, or the propaganda from Big Food? We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more fun on The Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
I'm Maddie, and this is my internship. I experience it twice a week at The Mike O'Mara Show. Webster's Dictionary defines intern as the position of a student or trainee who works in an organization, sometimes without pay, in order to gain work experience or satisfy requirements for a qualification. Here at The Mike O'Mara Show, we seem to have created our own definition. For some, interning could mean 6 days vacation in NOLA, all out of Oscar's pocket. Maybe it means starting an intern war on air. Some may mind the TMOS fan page just to stay relevant. For others, building a network really just consists of playing Overwatch. Or interning could mean minding your own business and enjoying the drama from the sidelines before airing it all out in a promo. If you define intern in similar ways, then TMOS is the place for you. Apply for a TMOS internship today so you too can create your own definition of fun. And literally anyone is qualified.
Is that it?
That's on me.
What happened?
I sent you a picture by accident. I want to send you for the show pic.
Oh, okay.
On.
All right. Sorry. My board went away.
Yes.
It was a magical thing.
Always Smiley's dog. That's great.
It's Holly. Welcome back.
Yeah. That's come here, dog. Sick dog.
He looks almost kind. All right. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Wonderbly. Kids like books, but kids adore books that are all about them. That's why. And that was, Oscar, I got the picture earlier. The only reason I reacted like that is that the promo came to an end, and I really
Completely on me. I apologize. Yes.
Books from Wonderbly are so amazing. Wonderbly has one-of-a-kind personalized products that you design and make in minutes, not just a gift, but a personal, one-of-a-kind creation, perfect for Christmas, baby showers, birthdays, or just because. Beautiful books. Books, beautiful illustrations, truly a keepsake. Check out the entire range of personalized books, great for all ages. Lost My Name, got that one. Kids 0 to 8 years old. My Golden Ticket, a Willy Wonka book. It's wonderful. Kids 5 to 12, but my 4-year-old loves his too. And My Christmas Snowflake for kids 2 to 8, a charmingly personalized holiday story the whole family will adore and read every Christmas, personalized to include the whole family, up to 9 names. That's got to be fun.
That's
sit around the fire and read that book. Go to WONDERBLY.com and enter your little one's name for a full free preview of their story. Enter code TMOS at checkout to get 15% off your order. Visit Wonderbly.com today. Speaking of Christmas, there is the big pageant that will be coming up shortly with my kids' school. And apparently, I came home and my wife informed me that my son is actually going to be the little drummer boy.
Oh,
wow.
My God.
And I thought
some of it really fine.
So really, really fine stuff. That's a beautiful thing.
Is it a non-denominational pageant? Because so many times when I was growing up in kindergarten and stuff, they couldn't do Christmas stuff.
PC.
They could do holiday stuff.
No, it's a Sikh church.
Oh, good.
Sikh.
That he goes to. It's the Sikhs. It's a Presbyterian church.
Okay, I didn't realize that.
To.
Okay, cool.
And I'm not a Presbyterian, so I don't know what the Presbyterians do.
They worship drums.
I think you have to go watch
the
River Runs
Through. Oh, you're in media, you should be a Presbyterian.
If you're Presbyterian pass.
Presbyterians are, it's a beautiful church.
Yeah.
And that's where we go to watch this little pageant. But apparently, I thought it was on merit. I thought it's because he's just cute as a button that's the reason why he was selected. No, apparently they drew numbers out of a hat and he got lucky. He got the lucky number. All the kids, all the boys wanted to be the little drummer boy. And my son got lucky and he's going to be the little drummer boy in the Christmas.
Did someone get stuck with being animals?
Well, last year that they have like a ton of angels and they trump
extras.
Them all through. They slide them in there and they do that. I don't think there's any dialogue.
Do you have to rehearse?
Yeah. He's been singing Pa-rumpa Pum Pum, and then he looks at me and he goes, "Come, they told me." And he looks at me with his little cute eyes and goes, "Poop, poop, 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 poop." And I'm like, "Okay, we don't say that. We don't say poop." He's at that age now where everything is poop. You know,
that could go viral though.
Yeah, I'm still making those jokes after all this time.
Yes. You know? He's at that age, 59.
Very, very, very difficult for me. Michael, that's not a source of humor. You're not supposed to do that. We don't do that on the Mike O'Mara Show. We don't do that. Thank you. Thank you very much. But he's cute as a button, and I'm looking forward
to
seeing
this.
Have you
seen what kind of costume will he have?
Oh, yeah, that's a big deal.
No, Mommy's been doing a lot more pick-up and drop-off with my newfound work and recreational schedule. That Oscar was doing his very best to disrupt yesterday. But the fact is,
way to go, Oscar.
Wouldn't want to interrupt your day, Mike, with a little work.
I knew exactly what you were doing, too. Oscar and I had a little text exchange.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, because Oscar knows what I'm doing on Friday at noon and said, "Hey, you going to be available for an interview Friday at noon?" I said, "No, I can do it a little earlier." Then Oscar takes me.
Oscar, 12:05.
By the way, and all these texts are coming at 4:15, which I call Oscar time.
Why is that Oscar time?
Because that's when you're finally awake.
I got a text. I was trying to book a guest for book him on a national radio show.
I know.
And I was
know,
like, well, I could either. And I actually was going to wait till you were done.
I got to give this to Rob.
But they needed to know.
This is funny.
What, you got the actual log of the text?
Yeah. I want your analysis, Rob.
Okay, very good.
Okay. So yesterday, let me see what time it is. This is fun.
Those of you keeping track at home, see who really cares and who doesn't.
All right. It's not 4 o'clock. It's 3:02. Can you go on Chris Freights, who I'm doing the political persuasion show with, and a wonderful guy. Can you go on the Freights Sirius XM show on Friday at noon? Quick hit, 15 minutes. I said, can't do noon, but I can do 11. Now, I know when I'm sending that to Oscar,
yes,
but he knows exactly why I can't do it. He knows that. He knows enough about
when
me.
When you hit send, is it a very slow, deliberate send? You say, can do 11. Send.
I said, I can't do noon, but I can do 11, or in a pinch, 11:30. So immediately, no hesitation, Oscar writes back, noon is the earliest they can do. That's the pre-tape time. Up to you. There's the passive-aggressive right there. Up to you. He wanted to cross-promote. Like, I didn't know he wanted to go. Of course I know he wants to go. So would you like to know what my response was?
Yes.
Nope. Oh. I said no.
Must feel pretty good.
This is why we're still here and not on the radio. You know what I mean?
That's exactly your soul. That's the window into. I know you believe that with every fiber of your being.
Sorry, that tea time's not going to go anywhere.
Okay, I'll tell him next time. He sent you an email, and then I didn't know that. So I go to the email, and then I get the same kind of thing from Mr. Freights.
Right.
And then they worked it out where I will be going on his show, and I will be going on Friday. So Friday I'll be on Sirius XM to talk to Mr. Chris Freights, who is Maya. But I knew,
and you'll have a new episode.
We know what we're doing, Oscar, when we're doing that. Don't
we? Yeah,
we know. I know you're rolling your eyes.
I know that you know.
Right. As I told Chris, it's not that he doesn't care. It's that he has a lifestyle he's accustomed to.
Yeah, he is a man who has a routine.
I hope you didn't say that.
Oh, you did.
Okay,
I said he cares enough to move our schedule on Wednesday. He's committed, but not his schedule on Friday.
You know, man's got to live. Anyway, we got to take a break, and we will come back. And that was funny. We will come back, and hey, news you may not need or so.
I love that or so.
That's coming back right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
The political watch never stops.
You are fake news.
Is somebody going to deal with this?
Making sense of it all can be confusing. That's where the More Network can help. Reintroducing Political Persuasions, a complete analysis of the big news inside the Beltway and beyond that's easy to understand.
With Mike O'Meara.
He is the president. Is he ever capable of being above the fray?
And Chris Freights.
Not that I'm shocked by anything anymore, but that was what was surprising this time.
Political talk doesn't have to be boring. Political Persuasions.
Informed, intelligent, irreverent.
Available now on the TMOS app, on iTunes, or at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Do you want to do that before? Do you want me to do that before or after the commercial?
I think we could do the commercial, then we could do that. We actually have time here. We broke a little early.
Taping a brand new Political Persuasions today. That will be up, Pony, this afternoon. That Political Persuasions will be up for your consumption. Welcome back to the show. You already know that the TMOS bonus show is the most fun we have all week. No commercials, no restrictions, and no censorship. You already know that the TMOS bonus show makes the other five shows of the week possible. But did you know that when you buy or renew your bonus show subscription this year, you will automatically be entered to win one of five $200 gift cards?
Woo!
How great is that? Excuse me. Holiday laughs from the bonus show and $200 to buy a few gifts. That is truly making the season bright. So make sure you're all set with your subscription and then maybe buy one for a friend. Trust me, the bonus show is much more fun to listen to than Christmas carolers, and there's less chance of frostbite.
Bye!
Remember, the future of our show depends on it. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com, click the red bonus show banner to get access to all of our bonus show content, and you'll be helping TMOS. Buy it now, and you're one step closer to a $200 gift card this Christmas. Who doesn't need that?
Uh-huh.
And good luck, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Before we get to news you may not need, it's fruitcake time.
Fruitcake.
Fruitcake.
What's your bacon?
Fruitcake.
Fruitcake.
You're going to love this one, Mike.
This is a great letter.
We have a new letter that just came in. Now, the rule is, once again, if the person is at home and they mention fruitcake, they get it. If they leave fruitcake on their answering machine, they also get the fruitcake.
Exactly. That is true.
Otherwise, we roll over the fruitcake, and the next person has a chance to win Doppel fruitcakes,
which is something we invented here at our German studios.
Very good. All right. Here's the letter from today. Hello, boys. I just received my annual invitation to the Nance Family Christmas Party. P1 listener Adam Mayfield and I will be attending the party on December 8th. My request for a fruitcake is not for me, but to give as a host gift to our friend, Jim Nance.
Yes!
The last time we saw him, this is legit?
This is legit. She actually attached the invitation.
And the invitation's there, and I looked up his address because I'm a creep. Nice stack of bricks.
Yeah, not too bad.
I think he's got like one of the master's holes in his backyard.
There's
like
a gate, Mike.
Yep.
You can't see past the street view.
The last time they saw Jim Nance, we mentioned the Mike O'Mara show, and he lit up, and he asked how you all were doing. He would love to get back in touch, as he always had fun with you all. Rob Spiewak, remember that for a future booking.
Absolutely.
That should be fun. Happy holidays, Stephanie Loftus. And let's call Stephanie Loftus right now. And, you know, I'd like to explore the connection between Stephanie and the Nance family.
You just don't get invited to a Nance family Christmas.
And it says on the invitation, Santa Claus is going to be there.
Yeah.
It's very, very exciting.
Santa's coming.
See if Stephanie is home. If she's not, hey, and even with the Nance connection,
yes,
we will not give her the fruitcake if it's not on her answering machine. So that'll be very, very frustrating. And you never know when we're going to do these calls, and that's continuing to ring. So I'm going to.
I understand Santa is played by Phil Sims.
Stephanie, I'm not available right now, but please leave your name and number, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks so much.
Stephanie,
at the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Stephanie, it's Mike O'Mara from the Mike O'Mara Show, and you sent us a wonderful letter about going to the Nance family Christmas party and giving Nance a fruitcake. And unfortunately, because you didn't leave any fruitcake message on your machine and you weren't home, you blew it!
You blew it.
But the fact is that we are going to roll two fruitcakes over into tomorrow.
Right.
And Jim Nance will never have the pleasure of sinking his teeth into a Rob Spiewak fruitcake. But we will have Rob follow up and try to get him on the show. Yes. But I'm sorry, Stephanie. No exceptions. Rules are rules.
Rules are in place to make the game more fun, Stephanie. You will never be getting a necktie.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Happy holidays, Stephanie. Ho, ho, ho.
News!
That's a shame.
It
is. But, you know, in a way, it's not.
These celebrity types.
Yeah, I know.
What can you do?
It's a good story.
Time Magazine just announced its Person of the Year yesterday, and no, it didn't go to President Trump or Colin Kaepernick or any single person for that matter. This year's honorees are the Silence Breakers, a.k.a. women and men who've spoken out against sexual misconduct. The cover features five women, including Ashley Judd and Taylor Swift. Technically, there are six women, but only the elbow of the sixth is visible because she didn't want to be identified. Time spoke to them, along with people from all walks of life who've come forward, including other celebrities like Rose McGowan, Megyn Kelly, actor Terry Crews, and Alyssa Milano, who started the Me Too movement. Mm-hmm. So that's the cover of Time Magazine. And
a little crowded for
cover.
My taste.
Of course it is.
Thank you.
Just a one person.
He's all about layout. Too much elbow.
Two more women accused Senator Al Franken of sexual misconduct yesterday. Oscar, I know you've been monitoring it. What is the very latest?
At 11:30, we'll hear the announcement. All the rumors say that he will be stepping down. It is not confirmed, though.
All right. Well, you're going to be around for our taping of Political
Persuasions.
I will
be. Not
today?
Going anywhere.
Yeah, CNN is doing a live feed from the Capitol. I don't know what they're covering, but... Oh, here's what they're running.
Oh, God. There you go.
18!
Hitting on all eight today, boys.
18 days for Christmas shopping. Only got 18 more.
Only 18 more.
Hi there.
Hi.
It's later than you think. Only 18 more shopping days till Christmas.
My liver fell out.
There he is. Another woman said he tried to forcibly kiss her after taping of his radio show in 2006, and others said he groped her during a photo op in 2009. Democratic senators finally started calling for his resignation yesterday, and so did Democratic National Committee Chairman Tom Perez. Minnesota Public Radio reported that Franken plans to resign today. Mm. So that's what they're expecting. But then this message appeared on his Twitter feed. Senator Franken is talking with his family at this time and plans to make an announcement in D.C. tomorrow. Any reports of a final decision are inaccurate. So this is,
and remember, we had the breaking story that Bill O'Reilly had to recuse himself because he hates him.
Yeah, that's well, they had the big, the big fight on like a panel.
Right.
You remember that video? It's hysterical.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll have to wait and see. And that should fall during the taping of Political Persuasions today. So Chris Freitz and I will be talking about that. And all the more reason for you to subscribe
Tune
to the show
Do it.
Political Persuasions. David Cassidy didn't always get along with his daughter, Katie. And she was basically raised by her mom and stepdad, so it's not necessarily a surprise that he left her nothing when he died. His will says, yeah, it's always tough when that happens. Here's what it says in the will. It is my specific intent not to provide any benefits here under to Catherine Evelyn Cassidy and or any descendant of Catherine Evelyn Cassidy. That's pretty harsh. Instead, he left everything to his 26-year-old son, Beau. Although he didn't have a huge estate by celebrity standards, his assets totaled about $150,000. Maybe Katie doesn't need it as much as Beau. She's 31 and a pretty successful actress. Doesn't sound like that mattered at all to David Cassidy.
No, sounds like a final dig to me, yeah.
She's been in a lot of movies like Black Christmas, When a Stranger Calls, A Nightmare on Elm Street. So she's,
I feel like
had a bit of
when
a
I hear the $100,000 mark, right?
Yeah.
Not that it's not a lot of money, but for a guy like David Cassidy, I have to believe that he has some sort of living trust, right?
I would think so. I would think he had a, being a pop star for as long as he was, but you also—
And he came from money.
Yeah, he came from a lot of money, the family, right?
Yeah, exactly, acting family.
I'm trying to think who that guy was.
I can't recall the name.
There you are. Anyway.
Unless he was all, unless that guy who burnt up.
Yeah.
unless he was all cash.
Yeah,
Jack
I had it all under my easy chairs.
Jack Cassidy.
There you are. Sorry, the 10s, 20s, and 100s all burned up in the fire. Jack Cassidy. Christmas is on a Monday this year, so according to the calendar and also basic math, New Year's Day is also on a Monday.
That's right.
And here's the big question. During that week in between, do you have to go to work? According to a new survey, the odds are your answer is yes. 18% of people say they are working the entire week. 33% are taking the whole week off. And everyone else is going to work at least some of those days. But even though the majority of people will have time off that week, that doesn't really mean they'll stop working. 64% will check in with work or at least check email when they are off between Christmas and New Year's. That kind of applies to us, even though we will be not doing shows that week.
There'll be new content. The Rob Radio Christmas special will be up. You'll have lots of stuff to listen to.
So technically, we're
always
working.
Giving you what you want.
Exactly.
The survey also found 35% of people are going to end the year without using all of their vacation time. The main reasons that they're carrying over the days for something later, or they have too much work to do, which is unfortunately the way it rolls for a lot of people in retail and places.
I always marvel at the people. They have the use it or lose it, and they figure out like on December 10th they're not going to be able to burn all their time.
Yeah,
I would be if I was in that situation, I'd be a miser with it.
Yeah, but
I would know it to the minute.
That's CBS.
Was it?
Like, yeah, CBS, use it or lose it. It doesn't roll over.
Well, actually,
I was always left with like a week of vacation that I didn't take because they begged us to do this.
You didn't use the Don Geronimo Mike O'Mara theory where you steal them at the end of the year.
That's right. And if you produced for them, you could sometimes live in the shadow of that.
Yes, and I know you really hated that, Rob.
Hey, I would come in, do a crossword puzzle, wave to Miss Bobby, go home.
If Bon Jovi fans had their way, their heroes would have been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame the day after Slippery When Wet came out. And Rock and Roll, the hall didn't even exist back then. But it looks like they've finally done it. They're going to get their wish because the results of the fan vote for the class of 2018 are in, and Bon Jovi won it pretty easily.
Uh-huh.
They got 1,162,988 votes. Wait, let me give that to you again.
How many?
They got 1,162,000 votes. Their closest competitors were the Moody Blues with 947,726. That's a difference of more than 214,000 votes. Dire Straits came in third with 613,000. The Cars were fourth, about 552,000. And Judas Priest finished fifth with 538,000. It's worth noting that ever since the fan vote was created, the winner has always gotten in. The previous winners were Rush, Kiss, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Chicago, and Journey. The new class will be announced next Wednesday, and the induction ceremony goes down April 14th in Cleveland.
So the Moody's could still make it in this year. Not Barb and Chuck, but the Moody Blues.
Is that important to you?
I know you've gone to it. I've seen them in concert many times. They're a favorite band. Hey, but you know who's going to be at that rock and roll induction ceremony to oversee the band?
Paul Schaefer.
He'll be there.
That's exciting. And now I bring you a little something something. A 30-year-old tennis instructor in Miami, my home state, was arrested last year for hitting a 5-year-old student with a tennis racket. Apparently, the kid was acting up and swinging his racket around near the other kids. There's a video that shows the instructor grab it out of his hand and hit him with it. The kid ended up with a bruise on his arm and a bump on his head, and the instructor got arrested for child abuse. Mm. But now his lawyer is citing the Florida Stand Your Ground law.
What?
And says the kid was the initial aggressor. He wants the charges dropped.
Wow.
Yes, he is arguing his client had to stand his ground against a 5-year-old.
Well,
in the world.
In the world.
To be fair, the instructor claims he was standing his ground to protect the other kids from getting hurt. He's never been in trouble with the law before, and he claims he hit him with the racket accidentally. Well, that's a biggie right there, if it was an accident. In the video, it does kind of look like he took a swing at the kid, but it's hard to tell. He's due back in court early next year, and I was going through my files and happened to find another Florida slogan of the day.
Oh, you happen to have a new one? This is a fresh one.
Yeah, I've been working with the ad agency to come up with them, but if you'll have it, here it
Love
is.
It.
Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Here we go. Florida, violence isn't an accident. It's a way of life. Thank you very much.
Hey, you know, Mac's brother is a tennis instructor.
Oh, that's right. You're Mac. Is Mac in the studio?
Mac and Dad. He is here. Mac and Dad.
Yeah, I didn't know my brother was in Florida.
Thank you, Mac. All right. Very good. Hey, everybody's doing shtick today.
Not bad. Yeah.
We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
All right. Speaking of gross, what is the rumor about Courtney Cox?
Oh, my God. What is... I used to be obsessed.
This is pretty good.
Is she lying about her age?
No, it doesn't have to do with her age. It's more of a physical rumor.
Ah.
The rumor about Courtney Cox, which is a simple sentence, is that Courtney Cox bleaches her
Really? Oh. Wow.
Of
well, that's no big deal. So do I. Anyway.
Yes, but she's successful.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. The holidays are here. If you haven't started shopping yet, you're pretty much screwed.
Yep.
Between the traffic, the parking, the lines, and the overall land of box store retail suck, why bother? Am I right, ladies?
Huh?
Wrong. Use Amazon. Use Amazon.com. It'll save you time, money, and hassle. You might actually end up enjoying your holiday after all. Be like Scott Ahern. He bought LED candles for his Advent wreath so he can celebrate the birth of our Lord without burning down the house. Thanks, Amazon. Vince Hurley treated himself to a 60-inch 4K Hitachi TV. Hoo-ha! Look at the color and the clarity. And Jim Fry bought a Toto brand high-efficiency porcelain urinal that's a wicked pisser. You see, Amazon sells everything right from the comfort of your computer, and this time of year, that's what you need. Do your shopping at Amazon, and please access it via TMOS. It changes nothing for you. Means the world to this show. Use the TMOS app or go through our website. Now go spend money and spend a lot of it, because we are not in the habit of substituting for spurious spurious Santa Clauses.
It's one of my favorite lines from Miracle on 34th Street.
Thanks. Spurious Santa Clauses. Thank you. That's the audio vault thing you want. Thank you.
Yeah, there you
open
go.
It up. Thursday, December 7th, the 8th anniversary of the Mike O'Mara Show. Happy anniversary, Oscar.
Congrats.
Happy anniversary, woo! Rob. Happy anniversary, Pony. Woo-hoo! And to all the interns that have worked with us over the years, we are very, very happy that you have supported this show for that long. And we're going to do our level best to limp to the end of the decade.
I'm worried, Mike.
The decade.
I'm worried about
the decade together, like 10 years.
Together. Oh, I feel, honestly, like I feel like we got a good 7 more years with us. 7 I more think, years. 15 total.
If I don't die.
So 7
I
with
like,
him and then 8
like
without
doing,
him?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I think that's legit.
I
that's
do too.
Legit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And by the way, I'm not going to quit. It's just going to be, I might, you know, I mean, be sitting there and going, all right, my next guest is Thump.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I don't think it'll take you out. At I think there will be an occasional phoner.
Yeah.
Right.
From the hospital.
That's right.
How you doing, boys?
All right, go ahead. Give us your stupid little
song. It'll be best. I can imagine. It'll be best of material.
I can imagine Carla, you know, getting the call set up for him and laying the ground rules. He's good today. No Charlie today.
Okay. You know what? Look at the joy, Pony. Look at the joy they're experiencing right now at my expense.
So macabre.
Well, you know, Mike, maybe if you have a stroke, you'll end up sounding like our president did yesterday.
What is the deal? I never heard
I have
the audio.
No idea.
What happened?
Wait till you hear this.
This
Wait.
Is really strange. He did yeah. about 11 minutes talking about Israel and Jerusalem and recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. But after about 11 minutes, his body almost, it wasn't going with him. So listen to the way he closed his speech yesterday.
So today, let us rededicate ourselves to a path of mutual understanding and respect. Let us rethink old assumptions and open our hearts and minds to possible and possibilities. And finally, I ask the leaders of the region, political and religious, Israeli and Palestinian, Jewish and Christian
right
and
now?
Muslim.
Stop it right now. Is he 72 or 73?
I think he's 72.
Listen, the schedule for a man in his 70s. I mean, think about the actual grind, the day-to-day grind.
His health is the best. He's the healthiest.
I
he's
know.
The strongest.
I know. You know, we might have to throw that into the freights
it's I mean, it is, because we're audio guys.
Right.
And I'm searching here if there's anything.
He's exhausted.
There's something going on.
Well, but the thing is that he was okay for about the first 10 minutes. Listen to the way he finishes the speech. It's almost scary.
Join us in the noble quest for lasting peace. Thank you. God bless you. God bless Israel. God bless the Palestinians. And God bless the United States. Thank you very much.
And that last part, if you want to hear it again.
God bless.
Whoa. That's what everybody's.
The United States.
That's Can what I tell you how I feel? About.
Yeah.
Can I tell you really how I feel? This is the power of the office and being an American and the way you feel. With everything that's gone down, I'm going to piss people off. I know I am. That's the way I'm going to go. It's still the president. And I still feel like, you know, oh my God, is he all right?
Yeah, that's
Isn't that weird?
Yeah,
Isn't that weird? As much as I am anti-Trump, as much as I hate the things that this guy has done, you hear that and it's the president of the United States and it's like, it's weird. It's a weird feeling you get. That does not sound healthy. That sounds like a guy that's stroking
stable.
Out a
yeah.
little bit.
Yeah, it's scary.
No, or his dentures, he's in a little more glue.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
I think, and I believe this, I saw
glue.
The spin on it.
That's
I saw
it.
The spin.
Super polygen.
I saw the spin on his plate and all that. Mm. No, I yeah. don't think so. I think it was something more, but we'll have to wait and see.
I don't play
yeah,
a lot of the president in the vault. I just wanted to bring it to your
attention. But I also don't
want to
do this Hillary thing. That remember when they when the other side did that Hillary was a yeah. clone or a double, and it was her falling into the limo.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to get into that world either, right?
I know.
Here's right, something
thanks,
a little
thanks
happier.
Thanks for bringing up Hillary again.
Okay, right. Here's something a little happier.
Thanks, Sean.
A scientist named Dr. Joe Bennett took on a computer program and fed in the 200 most popular Christmas songs of all time and had the computer write what is going to be the best Christmas song of all time. And here's the amazing thing. What the computer spit out, the computer is not a person, obviously. It is just perfect software combining all this stuff. It sounds like a Mariah Carey record, okay?
Christmas, snow that we run, make December last forever.
Now, to be fair, they had an actual band and artist record what the computer wrote.
What did they do again?
They fed in 200 of the most popular Christmas songs of all time and had the computer make an amalgam of all of their qualities and write a song to be the ultimate Christmas song of all time.
A computer wrote the song.
Yep.
Yeah.
How unbelievable is that?
We're going to be useless in 10
years. Is this a new era?
Well, are we going to have the machine learning?
Are we going to have the computer like write hits?
Well, aren't they doing that now? Do you think Britney can really sing?
Well, no, I think they're processing, Oscar, but I'm talking about actual
songwriters?
putting together like the whole equation. That's a new world.
Right.
But pretty, you know what? I wanted to hate it. It's not bad. It really does sound like a decent
the
Christmas
thing that's
record.
Frightening that a computer like knows what to write to make a hit.
I think it's folly.
I think it's fantastic.
Stop it.
Come on.
There we go. Here's it. And then the scientist said,
God bless the United States.
That's right. All right, bad news, but a happy ending, Mike, for Deerfield, New Hampshire. Zippy the Elf has been stolen.
Oh, Jesus.
But no. Zippy the Elf is back. Thank God.
Right.
That as of this morning, but last night.
Elf on a shelf?
That's what it is. It's a life-size elf on a shelf. They've dressed a mannequin, and they hide him around the city.
Wow.
And someone stole Zippy. And you know what? The fire department is sad, but this little kid is also sad.
I feel kind of sad for Zippy. He's our town elf, and it's like an I Spy game to find him everywhere. I think that person maybe just stole him maybe because he didn't have any friends.
That's sweet.
I don't know if you're going to get Zippy, and it's going to help that you don't have any friends.
That's Zippy the Elf, and not like the fraternity brother I had that we called Zippy the Pinhead.
Oh, no, he was different. I have tape of him, by the way.
Zippy
I do.
God bless Here he is. The United States.
Now, let us close with this. Ryan Reynolds did a promotional film for Deadpool. He's headed down to the Brazil Comic Con. Have you ever been to the Brazilian Comic Con?
No, I have
not. No, there's not a hair there. And the thing about it that's so great is they have a tattoo parlor.
They do. Okay, go ahead. Don't say anything. Go ahead.
They go down there, and there's a tattoo booth at the Deadpool site there at Brazilian Comic Con. And so what Ryan Reynolds did is he put on Twitter yesterday a picture of his mom that he photoshopped a facial tattoo on her to promote this tattoo booth. But even better, he released this video in character. Here's Deadpool inviting you to come down to Brazil. We close with Ryan Reynolds.
To show my dedication to the legions of Brazilian Deadpool fans, I've spent up to 20 minutes on Google Translate, as well as countless hours watching telenovelas to teach me everything about your official language. That's right, Brasil. This sexy red spandex learned to speak Portuguese. All right, well, hopefully I get the accent right. Here goes.
Você quer meu corpo no seu pra sempre?
He's lip-syncing
então vamos tornar esse sonho em realidade. Esse ano, na Comic Con Brasil, vou mandar uns tatuadores, mais ou menos treinados, pra usar o seu corpo nu como uma bela tela de pele.
Look me straight in the nipples and tell me I didn't just nail that. Now, what are you waiting for? Go to the website below to reserve your spot, and you're sure to be the talk of São Paulo. Space is limited, so best hurry.
So let's all go to Brazil and get tattoos. That is your magic audio vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two beers at MikeOmeraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the best part of your day. Please play it at the end of the show. The Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao. This episode of The Mike O'Mara Show has been brought to you by our Amazon page. Remember, especially during the holidays, the next time you need to buy anything, just go to MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon. And happy holidays.
God bless the United States.
Bye-bye.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.